You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So over the weekend, speaking of human behavior, we ran to the store, just quick grocery store, in and out in, 20 minutes. And we were looking for a parking spot. And you know, at a lot of grocery stores right up front, they have veterans parking. They, of course, have handicap parking. And then they have expectant mother parking.
Very common these days.
Yeah, very common. Yeah. And it, you know, we had gone around a couple of times trying to find a place to park. Place was hacked. And I noticed this car in front of us, also looking for a spot, pulled into the expectant mother parking. We then turn right and park sort of opposite her in a normal space, you know, 40 feet away or whatever. So we get out of the car and we're walking, and I hear Johnny laughing, and he's kind of pointing to this woman, and I go, stop it. I don't know what he was saying. I was like, what are you doing? And he goes, she just parked in the expectant mother parking. And I look over, and sure enough, the woman that had exited this car and was now walking into the store in front of us might have been expecting at some point, like when President Ford was in office.
Don Lemon would say she was past her prime. Is that what you're saying?
You know, she was past her childbearing years.
The oven had been turned
by
off.
By several decades.
Okay.
I mean, period. Right. Let's say she was between 65 and 70. Did not appear to be in the greatest health. But she's now walking in front of us. And then I'm laughing because this woman clearly is not expecting... Maybe she was expecting a call from her mother. I don't. Maybe she thought expectant mother. I am expecting to chat
see
with
my mother
if she's even still living, because this woman was old enough that I don't even know that her mother's still living.
Wow.
And I said, like, honestly, if you parked in a veteran's parking spot, it's not illegal.
Right.
But it's morally and ethically reprehensible. And
Definitely you got caught.
You like might get a fist to the face. And I'm not saying that's okay, but like, you start stealing valor even with parking spots, it's over. The expectant mother parking, like, there were plenty of spaces way further back.
Do we need all of these dedicated parking spaces?
Let me tell you what I said to him right before, because we passed that open space.
Can I guess what you said?
Yes.
They didn't have that when I was pumping out,
That
kids.
Is exactly what I said.
I walked.
I said... Could we just have a discussion about the... And this is before the woman pulled in, and I got a photo of it, and I put it on social. I'm like, do you guys abuse the open spot if you're not expecting? I did say, you know, back in the day, my kids are now in their mid to upper 20s. I said, we didn't even have expectant mother parking, like when you'd go to the OBGYN's office crowning with child. Like,
no, you just had to hoof
it. You just parked where you did and hauled your toddlers in, and you hoofed it. And I think more people than you think will park in the expectant mother parking because of that thinking. They didn't have this when I was, I'm taking this spot, in a way that you would never park in the saved for veterans parking. Am I wrong?
I know a number of veterans who would never park in the saved for veterans parking. That they say, I didn't do it for a parking space.
Right.
Why?
But if someone
is
going
here?
To use it, it should be for a veteran.
Yeah, I hear you. I think that we kind of overdo it in the first place.
Don't think we should have them?
I think we overdo it, especially since the pandemic and all of the order online and we'll bring it out to you spots.
Yeah.
Like, there's a big box store. That logo might be a bullseye.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. The first, like 20 spaces are for we're bringing it out to you. I've never seen a car parked in those spots.
I know people who park in those spots all the time to go into the store because they're not going to tow me in the amount of time that I'm inside this store.
Can I be honest? I've never seen anyone... pull into one of those spots and have stuff brought. Like, there's just 20 to 30 not being used parking spaces.
But I mean, between handicap, which obviously we need a certain number of handicaps parking spaces for each business, there is no argument.
Yes, and that's illegal.
Between handicap, senior parking, I've seen expected mother parking, veteran, Purple Heart, pickup only spots. now EV spots.
Okay.
If you're just a regular Joe Schmo driving a car, you might as well just leave your car at home and walk because you're already a mile away driving to the parking lot.
I have on two occasions, once at Town Center and once at a restaurant, parked in the EV spot because I have an EV. And in both cases, there were multiple EV spots. Now, did I need to charge my car at that specific moment? I did not. But I at least have the EV and I use the spot. And I felt guilty about it. I thought, oh, I shouldn't probably be doing this, but
I parked in, I think I know exactly which spots you're talking about if they're in front of a Mexican restaurant. If I go to that restaurant and the parking lot is full, except for those spaces, because they happen to be the closest to the front of the store, I park in them.
You drive a truck.
So?
Oh, now see, I don't think you should be.
What gives you a right to a random parking space?
Because I'm helping save the environment.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
You do not want to start this conversation with me at
540. Well, I'm just telling you, is there a you can park up close because you drive a big, tall pickup truck parking space? There is not.
There's parking spaces for vehicles.
And if there was, Sam, I wouldn't park in it because I don't drive a tall pickup truck. I do.
Mm, they sell gas.
I do, but do you know what I get at my Quick Trip? I get my coffee.
Well, they sell gas.
I think it's frowned upon. I think it's frowned upon behavior. Except if you're not a veteran and you park in the veteran spot, then I think that's a bridge too far. I would prefer you not take the EV spots if I need to charge. But expectant mother, you should probably leave it for the expectant mother. I mean, honestly, you should. But this grandma was like, nope, I'm not having it. I'm not having it. Let's go to Stephen in Olathe. Hey, Stephen, go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. You know, I get the expectant mother, and these are the expectant mothers that are in their third trimester, and they shouldn't be walking, you know, a mile away from the place that they're trying to.
Yes, really pregnant, as I call it, Stephen.
Right, and then I get the handicap spot, but even with the handicap spot, the handicappies, they are fighting, saying, "Oh, you're not handicapped enough to stay in this spot." But like everything else, it needs to go. The veterans, when I see the veteran spot, I imagine the 103-year-old guy that is being honored at the State of the Union address. And it's just not that case. And with the curbside pickup, that should be at the curb, not in the parking lot. That it's curbside pickup, not parking lot side pickup. So I don't know. I am never going to be special enough to be able to park in any of those spots, though. So,
Stephen, what if they come up with a Stephen in Olathe parking only?
That would amaze me. I would feel so privileged, and I would park there every single time. But you know what? I have never parked my EV at a gas pump, Dana.
Okay, I do not ever park at a gas pump.
Oh. Or do you sometimes and just deny it later?
No, I promise you I don't, Stephen, and here's why. Remember people went really crazy about a year ago, like with the whole Elon Musk thing? And I bought my car like 2 years before he went crazy. This is not political. I just like the car.
I think it's getting political.
My son worked at Tesla. Like, why are you flipping me off in traffic? I would not park at a gas pump. Number one, because there's all kinds of parking at Quick Trip when I go to get my coffee. And number two, I don't want to invite crazy people to either damage my car or scream at me. Like, I am pretty under the radar when it comes to that stuff. I would never, ever take a gas pump. Because why would I park at a gas pump to walk in and get coffee? People I park on the side. I park on the side and go directly into that side door where the coffee is located.
People do it if the spots are full, for sure. I don't know. I will proudly park in an EV spot.
But not expectant mother or not...
I will never park in an expectant mother, handicapped, veteran, Purple Heart, any of those. I think it's overdone. And to Stephen's point, I think there's too many of them.
Yeah.
But I would not go against it.
But EV, you're like, that's okay.
Well, most of the time, and I completely agree with this, if the EV spots are in the back, like they are at the grocery store over here in Mission, like they are at most places that you go to, obviously I'm not going to be like, yeah, I'm going to park at the back of the lot just for fun. But if you take up the front eight parking spaces because you have a special car that they convinced you is environmentally friendly, No, I'm parking there. Sorry.
Mm.
I'm good.
913-586-7798. You're a horrible human being. We're back with more after this.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.